Translation of the Persian poem. Beware, O ye who are so watchful and by nature pure. In your greed for this world, do not ruin your faith. Do not tie your heart to this transitory abode, for underneath its pleasure lie hidden hundreds of woes. If only you had the ears to hear, you would catch the voice from the grave singing, O my would-be prey, do not agonize over the sordid affairs of this world. Everyone who is enamored of this wretched world is a hostage to misery, trials, and tribulations. Delivered is he who is ever mindful of his death, who breaks free from this world and hastens to follow the right path. Even before his death, he sets out on his journey to the friend, taking leave of this world and all that it contains. He is ever ready to leave for the hereafter, discarding all the things mundane. Since the affairs of this life are so secret and arcane, you'd better break yourself free from this abode. My dear child, the hell of which the Holy Quran speaks is none other than this greed for the world, since in the end one must bid farewell to this world and must sooner or later take this trip. Why should a wise man tie his heart to a garden whose flowers are a prey to the autumn winds? It is but folly to tie one's heart to this hussy, for she is an enemy of faith and truth and purity. Of what use is this two-faced sweetheart, who kills you at times by peace and at times by war? Why not fall in love with the sweetheart, whose love delivers from heavy chains? Go think of your end, O rebellious one. Listen to Saadi, if you will not listen to me. The hour of your death shall be the hour of rejoicing, provided you die in virtue.